Hello again. Welcome to the program. We're here continuing in our series in the Gospel of John. Once again, the main reason this book is written, these are written that ye may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life through his name. We're going to look at 14 to 23 today in the chapter number 7 of John. Verse 14 says, "Now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, How knoweth this man letters, having never learned? Jesus answered them and said, My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. But he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keepeth the law? Why go ye about to kill me? The people answered and said, Thou art a devil. Who goeth about to kill thee? Jesus answered and said unto them, I have done one work, and ye all marvel. Moses therefore gave you circumcision, not because it is of Moses, but of the fathers, and ye on the Sabbath day circumcise a man. If a man on the Sabbath day receive circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken. Are ye angry at me because I have made a man every whit whole on the Sabbath day?" Now, we're going to pay special attention to the word doctrine here. We'll look at it more in a minute, but I highlight it here so we can keep that in mind. Now, let's look at this. Verse 14. "Now, about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught." Remember now, over and over again, we've read in here in John 7, 1, the Jews sought to kill him. And the Jews marveled, saying, "How knoweth this man letters, having never learned?" Now again, when you see the phrase "the Jews" like that, it's talking about the leadership, not the people in general. The Jews marveled. They sought to kill him, but they marveled at what he was saying. Why did they marvel? Well, how knoweth this man letters, having never learned? Now, this is important here. Letters. In 2 Timothy 3:15, that word's translated scriptures. And they're talking about the Old Testament scriptures, of course. And when someone went to school, they usually started about 5 years old. And even before that, they were taught by their fathers about the Torah and all the Old Testament stuff. And they're saying he doesn't have this training. Now, here's a question. Did Jesus go to their training in their synagogues when he was a child? We don't know. The Bible doesn't say one way or the other, but is it possible that because they all thought he was an illegitimate born, Mary was expecting him before she was married, and Joseph, and they considered Jesus to be illegitimate. Would they allow him in their schools? It's possible they didn't. And again, we can't say that for sure because of this verse, but it says this man, how knoweth he letters, having never learned? That is being taught by our educational system, those religious hypocrites. It's interesting, Gypsy Smith, of all the old-time evangelists, he's absolutely my favorite. And he said, "I didn't go through your colleges and seminaries. They wouldn't have me. But I have been to the feet of Jesus, where the only true scholarship is learned." Boy, there's something that our college graduates need to remember. Yeah, you can cross every T and dot every I and still spell the word wrong after you've got your little diploma and you walk out thinking you know it all. It is interesting that Gypsy Smith never wrote a sermon out for preaching purposes. Yeah, that's sort of like what Jesus would have done. Paul said in Galatians 1:11 and 12, he said, "But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ." I like that. Once again, Gypsy Smith said, their colleges and their seminaries, they wouldn't have me. See, when Gypsy Smith got saved, he couldn't read or write. He bought a dictionary and a Bible and started learning for himself. He said, I have been to the feet of Jesus, where the only true scholarship is learned. Now Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. Now notice this word doctrine. In Matthew 15:9, it talks about teaching for doctrines, plural, the commandments of men. In the verse 16, it's singular. Then in Mark 7, talks about those hypocrites teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And then in Colossians 2:22, after the commandments and doctrines of men, 1 Timothy 4 says, give heed to those in the last days, they're going to be giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. We're there right now. Hebrews 13:9, be not carried about with divers or many strange doctrines, all plural. Jesus said, my doctrine, and the word here means teaching. It's not mine, but his that sent me. Oh, that pastors could honestly say, as Paul said in Acts 20, I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. All of it. I'm going to declare it all. Not too popular today. All that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Not much persecution going on today because of preaching. In verse 17, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. Now that word will has been translated desire 13 times. Now if any man desire to do his will, the word in the Greek, it means a deeply rooted determination. If you have a deeply rooted determination to do his will and to do it his way, Jesus promised he shall know of the doctrine. It's just that simple. The Bible says the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. The Holy Spirit and the Word of God are always in total harmony. The Bible says the Spirit of God speaks with our spirit. If we have a deeply rooted determination to know the truth. But why should God tell you the truth if you're not willing to preach the whole counsel of God? I'm going to preach those comfortable truths. I don't want to preach those things to get anybody upset at me. John 7:18, he that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. But he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. It's not talking about being sinless. It's John 1:47, Jesus saw Nathanael come unto him and saith of him, behold, an Israelite indeed in whom is no guile. The word means hypocrisy. You get in the pulpit and not preach the whole counsel of God. Would that not come under hypocrisy? Verse 19, did not Moses give you the law? And yet none of you keepeth the law. Why go you about to kill me? He's looking at these hypocrites. Oh, they have the letters. They are learned in the law of Moses. Moses gave you the law. Did Moses teach you to kill those who are presenting the truth? The people answered and said, now it's the devil who goeth about to kill thee. Well, we've seen a whole list over and over again where it says they set out to kill him. Jesus answered and said unto them, I have done one work, and ye all marvel, one work. He's referring back to what's recorded in John 5:1-16. He said, Moses therefore gave you circumcision, not because it is of Moses, but of the fathers, and ye on the Sabbath day circumcise a man. Now what's he talking about here? Back in Leviticus 12:3, God's command for the Jews was if a boy was born on the eighth day, he must be circumcised. Leviticus 12:3. Well, what if the eighth day fell on the Sabbath? If a man on the Sabbath day received circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken, are ye angry at me because I have made a man every whit whole on the Sabbath day? And so he's referring again back to what is recorded in John 5. And so if a man child was born and on the eighth day happened to fall on the Sabbath, what are you going to do? They circumcised him. So Jesus said, "You bunch of hypocrites." And that's what those religious people were. Be sure to be with us for our next program as we continue in this series in the Gospel of John.